Hello, my name is Noni Kaur, and I am a multidisciplinary artist. I'm here to talk to you about my project, Sniff. So I would like you to walk through the work and try and smell, like trying, just open up all your senses and be open to the idea of what are you smelling, what is the work, what is the medium, and what are you looking at. And because the work is displayed in a space that encourages the human traffic to, you know, you have to walk through the work, you're going to be able to feel like you're walking through a passage of this disruptive shadow-based, light-based, and floor-based work. So you're going to be, as you're walking through the work, I would like you to take in the smells, take in the texture. What do you see? And perhaps, you know, if it's even relative to you, are you able to connect to the work in a way? Maybe the smell itself or the scent itself is giving you some kind of, it's triggering some kind of an emotion, or it's bringing you to a space that you've been in before. Maybe it's evoking a response that is connected to a memory. So I would really like you to stop and think about these things. So these are the little clues that you should have in your mind as you are looking at the work. So whatever you're witnessing in this work is only created in the space that you're in, and it is not recreated as it lives its life through this form, and it is decaying. Because the work is decaying and the work is adaptive to its own environment and the space, you would also notice that it's becoming rancid as we speak. Even, you know, you're the main witness to see this work actually dying and giving life to another system, which is the bacteria that is feeding off this system, off the work. And that bacteria is living through the vinyl images and mylar paintings that we have in the window spaces. And as you see the shadows coming through, what is happening is the merging of the window work and the floor work, and it creates this kind of a, you know, it's like a transient moment that you would see and witness the play of shadows that is being reflected onto the work, right? I want you to see the shapes. I would like you to see, you know, as you're closing your eyes, look towards the sun, and these shapes are going to appear in your eyes, and they're going to do a fluid dance of some sort as they're dancing on the work themselves. So there is a specific intentionality. The transformation of the work as it decays organically, it sets the perfect platform for the microorganisms to feed off the work. Thus, the vinyls and mylar paintings in the windows, which over the course of the day cast very playful shadows, as I've mentioned before, these create a fluid dance and a reflection of the work itself. The shadows are also cast through the sun's rays, which in turn is vital to regeneration and growth. This is a very important system that is helping to build the other system, which is the microorganisms that are feeding off each other. Color plays an important role in this work, as it does in all of my works. So the symbolism of colors, it's very, very important that I get the viewer to understand, because these are colors that we find in our domestic environment. And over the years, I have actually formulated the way these colors are dyed, and these colors have a different, like they have a specific tone and they have a shade, and how they're so intense because I've worked out a formula and the way they've been dyed. So let's talk about the colors and why they mean so much in these floor installations of my desiccated coconut as they come into play. So red is the symbol of prosperity, fertility, and passion. Red is also the color of the base chakra, the Mooladhara, which links us to Mother Earth and is also related to our survival instincts. The feminine power of Shakti, the divine goddess herself, is associated with red. Red is also the color of Kali's tongue, so it denotes anger, power, passion, blood, and feminine mysticism. Quite contradictorily, it also stands for love, strength, and fertility, procreation, and the cycles of life and death. So it's a really strong color, and I'm really passionate about the color red, and I think it shows up a lot in my work. And then we come to pink or fuchsia. Pink symbolizes charm, sensitivity, tenderness, and the feminine. It also symbolizes eroticism and seduction. White, it represents spirituality, calmness, brightness, and luminosity of knowledge. It acts as a loom between all the colors. And then we have saffron, which is also an orange. It represents the sacred union of love and wisdom. It is also considered to be divine, and it's lucky and sacred. Green. Green also represents fertility, growth, resurgence, beginnings, and happiness. And then we have the beautiful color blue. Blue symbolizes the transcendent, infinite reality reduced to a finite being. Blue is also the color of the sky, the ocean, and infinity. It also signifies wealth and virtue. And then we have yellow. Yellow is the color of haldi or turmeric in the South Asian culture. Haridra, the Sanskrit word for turmeric, means the golden one. Yellow also represents earth and sand. It is very significantly used in rituals to symbolize cleansing and purity. It also signifies knowledge and abundance, power, wisdom, and honor. And then we have indigo. Indigo has the power to drive away impurity, evil, and disease, and warts off evil eyes. So the light, vivid, and bright colors like pink, yellow, red, and orange were also linked to happiness, prosperity, and passion. The light is also impermanent. So all these forms are self-transforming forms that are environmentally mediated. One is in pigment form and the other one is through the light. The two are completely different sources of color. One is additive and one is subtractive. The work itself is at its most elemental level as you see it. And I hope as you walk through the work, you're able to be in the moment with the work itself, because this is where you're going to see it and this is where it lives. Enjoy.